Morning. Booker, two updates. Amen and Araisa is Psachim Daf Samach. Moving along, we're already past the midway point in Sechta. Psachim Daf Samach. We're at the Mishnah at the bottom of Nuntes Samach Amen Aleph. We're at the Mishnah at the bottom of Nuntes Amen Beis. Now, before we see the Mishnah, we really could use a little bit of a chazara of a basic concept. The first Mishnah in the whole Sefer Kachim. We're, of course, in the middle of learning 40, 50 blah, five prakim, roughly, 40-something blah, of Kachim-type Gemaras. The first Mishnah in Seder Kachim is the first Mishnah in Tzvachim, which starts off by saying, we know, famously, a carbon that shechted with intent to eat on the wrong day, the wrong time, that's pickle, let me know already, right? But what about a carbon with intent to shech shle lishma? So the first Mishnah in Tzvachim says, kala Tzvachim shezbechu shle lishma, ksherim, ela shle ola baal mishim cheve. All zvachim, and there's going to be exceptions, I was about to say, but the general rule is, like karbanas that are shechted with the improper intent. So a guy shechts a shlamim and has a mind that it's an ayla. He shechts a ayla, has a mind it's a shlamim, a tayla, right? All these different karbanas, talachas, it's kasher. If the guy had an obligation, he wasn't yet his obligation. The karban remains kasher, ayla would get fully burnt, it was bayach. Other karbanas, you'll still get the zerik the dam, you eat the kbasar, but the obligation still needs to be repeated, needs to be fulfilled still. The Mishnah says there's two exceptions. Chutz from Pesach, well, Chutz from Chatas. A Chatas Shal Shema is Pasul. And Pesach Bezmanei. Pesach all year round anyway can be a Kishlam, and we'll see more about that later. But a Pesach Bezmanei, meaning a Pesach on Erev Pesach, a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach Shal Shema is Pasul. Shlamim Shal Shema, which is very similar to Pesach, right? In general. A Shlamim is Kashr Shal Shema. A Pesach Bezmanei Shal Shema, if you have in mind, you're shechting some other carbon, not a Pesach, the Lach is, it's Pasul. As is a chattis. Our Mishnah, that's the Mishnah right at the beginning of Zvachim, and our Mishnah focuses very much on the din of the Lishma by Pesach. Let's see. HaPesach Shachar Shal Lishma. Ikiba, and again, the ramifications are much stronger. Forget about not being Yetzi Yechayt, the carbon actually becomes Pesach. So Pesach Shachar Shal Lishma, Ikiba V'Halach V'Zarak, or he did Kabbalah, Halach Zrika, we don't read the Vavs as and he did, right? We're going to teach the main, or he did. He did Kabbalah, Halach Zrika, any of the Avaidas Shal Lishma. I, Lishmai v'shloi lishmai. This is going to be the big focus of the Gemara. Well, he did a mixture, lishmai, and then shloi lishmai, or the opposite order, shloi lishmai v'lishmai. Either way, he's mixing in shloi lishmai into the equation during an avaida, and yes, correct. Lishmai shloi lishmai, or shloi lishmai lishmai. In all these cases, it's possible. We will see if this is what you're asking, Rosh Alexander. The Gemara is going to discuss whether we mean in one avaida lishmai shloi lishmai, or it was Lishma by Avayda A, and Leil Lishma by Avayda B. Or Leil Lishma by Avayda A, and Lishma by Avayda B. When we say Lishma and Shalei Lishma, is it all in one Avayda? And a machshav of both in the same Avayda, right? He started with Lishma and switched to Leil Lishma, or vice versa. Or it means, no, Avayda number one, and then Avayda number two. That's going to be literally the entire Amud is going to be riots back and forth in that discussion. That's the whole Amud today is focused on that exact question that you are alluding to. Ketzad Lishma by Shalei Lishma. What's the case of Shalei Lishma? He has in mind Lishem Pesach. First is Mashiach Pesach, which is the Valdig, but then he continued on, again, same Avaita, different Avaita, that would be a conversation, switching over to Shlamim, and that's called Shalat Lishmai. What's Shalat Lishmai? The other way, Lishem Shlamim, Lishem Pesach, he started off Lishem Shlamim, and he pivoted, he switched to Lishem Pesach, so that's going to be a case of Lishma and Shalat Lishma. Very interesting, the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim discusses that a Chata Shalat Lishma, like we just pointed out, the first mission is possible. What if he shechts a Chata Shalat Chulin? Meaning, you think it's even worse. Not only did he have in mind carbon, he had in mind chulin, right? Forget about the wrong carbon. Ayla, shlam, he had in mind chulin. The Gemara says no. Because the mina machra, the Gemara's lashon there is the mina machra, something which is of the same species, has to be in the parsha. He shechted a carbon, he's supposed to be a chatas, he had in mind an ayla, that passes, because wrong carbon. Chulin is no shaykh, it's so far away, the lav mina ala machra, if it's not from the same species, it's not machra. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim. Now, what about Pesach? What about Pesach? We have Zman Chulin. What's going to be over there? So Rambam brings that a Pesach Shem Chulin is going to be possible. And he based on Yishami. He has Yishami to back it up. He finds Yishami that a Pesach Shem Chulin is possible. The question is, what should be the difference? Logically, Lamdas, what should be the Chiluk? Why by Chattis? It's Kasher, and by Pesach not. So one of the Chayim, I forgot where the Suak wrote down, says that a Pesach, the whole idea is Yishami Pesach. Obviously, parts of it, you just read on the Mizbeach, Emurim go on the Mizbeach. But this Pesach is a carbon where the whole idea of Shechit is to shechit carbon Pesach and to eat carbon Pesach at night. A mitzvah is a mitzvah of achilas carbon. That's not so far from Chulin, right? Ironically enough, we shecht Chagiga we also have being extra chigiga, an extra not just regular chigiga, an extra chigiga on Pesach, and our Pesach to have extra meat to be able to eat the carb Pesach al seiva. But again, it's a fight to a carb. It's a bad example. But the point is, there's an element of eating. Of eating being of important, of being integral, and the chur, the person fills himself up not on carbon meat, on other meat, it also helps him eat al seva. The point is, there's an element of an importance, an emphasis put on the achilah of the carbon pesach more than we would say necessarily by other carbonas. Other carbonas, I don't have to eat, either kind of meat or it just has to be eaten. It's a mitzvah to eat, I don't have to over here. Every person has a chiv to partake, to have a kesayis, to partake in the carbon pesach. And therefore, the Chorin would suggest, maybe that's the lumdus, that to say chulin is so vayt from chattas, because it is what sheikh is chulin and chattas, but to say chulin is so vayt from Pesach, not because it's less of a kedusha, but because the emphasis of Pesach is on eating, chulin can be more connected, and therefore it's enough to pass. Yes? Who said the main thing shechita? That's two separate things. No one said the main thing is shechita. What do you mean? What are you asking? All the avodas are makif. Let's make a wrong premise. No. Let's be clear. Shrit is makif. Kabbalah's dam is makif. Zrik is makif. They're all makif. Daktara, we said, daktara of a carbon that you go back to yesterday's learning, or 2 days ago. Daktara is lechatchila. You're not supposed to eat the basar until you're makter. But b'diavad, we're saying that as long as the basar is gone, the emurim are gone, and you can't do aktara, or in a case where you can't do aktara because it's after the tamash ben abayim, so the aktara is preventing you from doing the isra to be makter after the tamash ben abayim is preventing you from aktara. So then you could eat in spite of the fact that you didn't do aktara, you could eat. And what was the eitzah, which you just threw in also? Put on his veich overnight, it's like a puzzle. But that doesn't mean the other stuff's not makir, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. You need it. Of course you need it. Yeah. Okay. And those four avaydas, a machshava will take a puzzle. Okay. Says the Gemara, "By Rav Papa, ba'avoid achas tanan, I b'shtei avoidas tanan." In our mission, we talk about l'shma and shlei l'shma. Is it talking about within one avoida, or we talk about two avoidas? The question that Rosh Alexander had brought before is it one avoida, two avoidas? Ba'avoid achas tanan is talking about one avoida for basi. This is a chazar of Gemara. We actually just touched on this in Nedarim. And Daf, it came up. The actual machlek to speak outside is a Mishnah in Tmura. The Mishnah we discuss this. We know a person is allowed to make, not allowed to, it's usher to make, he's able to. He can make an animal into Tmura. He can say that this chulin animal should be Tmura of my Ayla, what's the Alacha? The Ayla remains an Ayla, and the chulin animal becomes Ayla as well. You're not allowed. You're not supposed to make it Tmura. Layamr, it's an Isser. But if he does it, it works. That's what I mean. It works, and it makes the second carbon Kaddish as well, but it doesn't work to actually take off the Kaddish with the first carbon. Fine. What if a person has an Ayla and a Shlomim, and he has an animal in front of him, b'chulim, and he says, Harezu Tmuris Ayla, Harezu Tmuris Shlomim. Now, one animal cannot be both an Ayla and a Shlomim. Can't be. So that's a machlekes. Very good. So Rameir says, Tafash Lasharishan, that's Rameir Shita, Tafash Lasharishan, it was an Ayla, Ayla was at first, that's what it is, done. Rameir says, no. Af bigmar dvar of Adam Nitfas, you can't say both at once. You can't say I raise you to Mirza Sam Akash Bach say two things at once. You mankind can't say two things at once. Such a difference. But a person cannot say two things at once, and therefore we have to take into account it's af bigmar dvar. We don't say that the ikr is the gmar dvar of af bigmar dvar of Adam Nitfas, and therefore gets kusha both. Now what does it mean kusha both? So you can't bring it as Ayla Shlamim, let it get a mum. Half the money goes to Ayla, half the money goes to Shlamim, but it gets kusha both. So the Shaila is in our sugya. If we learn that we're talking about, well, the Gemara is going to elaborate. This machlokes of Beis Yair Meir will be directly related whether we could say we're talking in one aveda. According to Beis Yair, a person could have Gemar Dvarav is also taken into account. So you could have in one aveda, so to speak, like just like one animal, Ayla Shlamim. You could also have Lishma Shle Lishma. According to Meir, seemingly it would have to be two avedas. That's the Gemara's connection. Says the Gemara. A person has a mind, even what he said at the end, meaning it's all part of a statement, and therefore, it's going to be in one avayda, both lashma and lashma. But the Rameir, according to Rameir, wouldn't work. How much does the Rishon? Because Rameir says, you go with his first lashon, second he had a mind lashma when he started off. That's what it is, or when he has a mind lashma, that's what it is, and you can't alter it. We're talking about by two separate avodas. After Rameir, and therefore Rameir could also be the Tana of Mishnah. Tama tapas lashrishon, even though he says tapas lashrishon over here. Hanimi b'vaydachas. In one avayda, you say you go with the first lashon, and if he first had a mind lashma, it'll be lashma or lashma. If he lashma, ah, b'shtei avodas, but two separate avodas made the Mifsal, he's might do that it works to, he might do that would work to Pasal. That's the Shaila. So the Gemara is going to literally spend the entire Amud till Amud Beis. I think we'll go through it. I think we'll be able to cover the entire Amud on Amud Beis, but go through about half a dozen Rayas, mainly from our Mishnah, but Rayas, whether attempts at Rayas, the verse ultimately not going to come out with a clear Raya, but attempts at Rayas that, or whether our Mishnah is talking about one Aveda or 12 Avedas. The Lishma, Lishma is one Aveda, 12 Avedas. That's the whole topic of the day. Amri. So Amri, hi. On which case, on which of the two cases is our Mishnah going on? Meaning, when the Mar asked the Shaila, are we going on one of the two avedas? Which part of the Mishnah? Ename on the case of the Mishnah of Ashle Lishmai Vlishmai, Bein Bavad Achas, Bein Mishnah Avedas, Bein Armei, Bein Arbiasi, if Slema Kamaisa. If the case, going on the case where you had in mind first Shle Lishma and then Lishma, it wouldn't make a difference. Right? Either way, it should be possible. Even going to Mermeir whole stuff, it's possible anyway. So, Sakon to Beisi, right? Whether it's one of it, two of it is. Either way, that first Lishma is going to possible. Tell the Beisi Nami, who says, Af Big Mar Dvarav and then Fis Islay. Even Beisi, he was just saying that even with Gmar Dvarav, but not to exclude the initial Dvarav, meaning he wasn't Gmar Dvarav as opposed to initial. So, if he starts off Shle Lishma, what will be the Shaila? For sure, that case is possible. Ella, so the Mar now is just, this is really just clarifying the Shaila. Our Shaila was, in a case where a guy has mind, and the Mishnah says that's puzzle too, when he has mind first Lishma, then switches to Lishma, is that puzzle in the case of one Avaida, or is it talking about a case, Dafka, of two Avaidas? Or is it talking about two Avaidas, is it going Dafka according to Basi, or is it even going Gomer in two Avaidas? That's our Shaila. Tashima. A Pesach Shachta Shalishma, Vikibel Vahilach Vizark Shalishma. Our Mishnah. A Pesach Shachta Shalishma. And he did kavod lachas rikas shalishma. Echidami. Ine mikatitani. If you read the Mishnah literally, that he did all four avodas. He did shchita viki bel vihilech vizark and not or. So lamli ad machash v'kulu. You need to have machshava shalishma by all avodas to pasul. Make a ma'asev zlei. The second he had shchita shalishma, that already pasuls. Elilav hachitani. This is the Mishnah saying. A pesach shachta shalishma. Viki bel vihilech vizark shalishma. He shachta shalishma. Sorry. HaPesach Shachta Shalashma. I skipped forwards. HaPesach Shachta Shalashma. Inami or new case. Shachta Shalashma or Shachta Shalashma. And then V'kibah V'ilch V'zarek Shalashma. Then the subsequent Avodah is for Shalashma. Inami Shachta V'kibah V'ilch Shalashma. V'zarek Shalashma. Shalashma. Or the Shechita Kabbalah and Halacha were all Lishma, but there's weekly Lishma. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Different machshavas in different cases, in different avodas. The way we understand the elaboration of the Mishnah is where we're switching machshavas amongst different avodas, and that's right that we're talking about two avodas, and we're going even like a mayor. Gemara says no. Look at the Seifa. A case where Shechta Lishmai, Eshle Lishmai, we said it's possible. Hechidami. Inei Mishnei avodas. If that's talking about again, Vashti Avaidas, Haini Resha. It's going to be the exact same thing as the Resha. Elalav, Avaidachas, Prabesi. Elamai, the Seifa, at least, very least, must be talking about a case of one Avaida. And it's Prabesi, the Amar Afak Mar Dvarav, Admitvus. The Seifa would have no Chiddish if you're not going to Prabesi. So even the Mar is essentially deflecting, even if you want to interpret the Resha as two Avaidas and could fit even like a mayor, the Seifa would be no Chiddish. It must be going to Prabesi. Like, the Mar deflects. Le'elam, Vashti Avaidas. We're talking about two avodas, both in the Resha and in the Seifa. The Resha is talking about Shechita. The Resha is talking about where he's during Shechita, thinking about Shechita. His intent was about the Shechita. Inami, point is, in the Resha, all the machshavas were during an avoda about that same avoda. So I'm in the middle of Shechita, the act of Shechita, and my machshav is that my Shechita should be Shalal Shema. Or I'm in the middle of Zrika, my machshav is my Zrika should be Shalal Shema. Seifa is a different type of case. Seifa, the Kerb Shechita, yes, what the Chiddush Seifa is, the Kerb Shechita, the Kachash Mizrika. We're talking about a case where the guy during Shechita had a mind about a Zrika Shalal Shema. Meaning, Damarini Sheikh Rav is the Pesel Shemai, Lizrik Dam Shalal Shemai, he has a mind Mishal Shechita that I'm doing my Shechita Shema, but I'm doing it with intent that my Zrika in the future should be Shalal Shema. That is the case of the Seifa, the Kamash Malan, and what's the Chiddush? Big Chiddush. The Mechashma Vedla Veda. You can affect a Machshava of Leila Shema. Pigel, of course, always like that. Mechashav during Shechita about Haktaro, about Achila in the wrong Zman. Achila is not a Veda, but about something else in the wrong Zman. But Leila Shema, I would think, I can Machshava about the Veda right now. A Machshava now, but what I'm going to do later, maybe I would think plays a role. Kamashma, yes. The Mechashma Vedla Veda, find a Veda or Papa, Papa and Zvachim Daf Yud. Debates this exact Shaila. Machshava Leila Shema in a Veda A. about Avodah B, is that also Zot Lishma or not? Meaning, the Gabi the Avodah I'm doing right now, I'm not having intent to Lishma. I'm having intent to Lishma, the Avodah I'm doing right now, I'm having intent for an Avodah later, and that's also going to pass. Correct, correct, right, that's the Chiddush. Well, it's ready to pass now. Right? Okay. Tashaba. So again, the Mara says, all right, maybe the Reisha and Seifa are all the same Chiddush. We're talking about two separate cases. We're two Avaidas, I should say, two Avaidas. They're all the same. They're all, and the Chiddush, they're not all the same Chiddush. The Chiddush and Seifa is to be Pesha, Rapa Peshaila. Tashaba, that's being another Raya. Actually, just before we say another Raya, we're in a chain of Rayas. One of the two Avaidas, we're going to continue the chain, but really a side point, but it's Kedai to bring it up. It's a beautiful Meshach Chachma back into this topic of learning. We're basically learning Kachem. So the Meshach Chachma is a Diyak. It says, in Mishpatim, you know, famously, Klal Yisrael said by Ma'an Torah, Nasa V'Nishma. That Nasa V'Nishma was said in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Yisrael, it only says Nasa. Diyak number one. Diyak, and we're famous, we say it by Ma'an Torah, Nasa. Torah calls that in Mishpatim, not in Yisrael. Diyak number two is, in Yisrael, it says, Vayam Yachtav Nasa. They said Yachtav Nasa. In Mishpatim, it doesn't say Yachtav, it says, Vayam, they said Nasa V'Nishma. So two Diyakim. Says beautiful. That we know that in Torah, there's Tariq Mitzvahs. And every Yid, as it's the Tariq Mitzvahs, I think we spoke to that in Avdama just before we start to Perek Tam Nishchat. At the body, Shisa, Gidim, Rachi, Varim, correspond to 248 and 365, correspond to 613. 613 Mitzvahs correspond to all the facets of a person's body. But there's a problem, right? Because no one can be Mekayim called Tariq Kula because a lot of Mitzvahs only for Kahanim, some Mitzvahs only for non-Kahanim, some Mitzvahs are for people in certain Matzavim. Like, people, not depends where you live, depends who you are, not everyone can have a called Tariq Kula. So how could everyone satisfy this concept of being bashlam kol tarei kula with their, and you know, being the sack, so to speak, the entire body is, how could it work? So says Meshach Chachma, there's two eitzes. Very good. Arav is eitzet one. And what's that? That's nasa. That's vayisrei. And what's the pasuk say over there? What do Klal Yisrael say? Vayanu, vayanu. What do they say? Yachtov together nasa. When Klal Yisrael's achtas together, and they have arvas exactly like Leilam saying, when there's Arvas there, so then, yes, I can't do this mitzvah, and you can't do that mitzvah, but I am doing this mitzvah on behalf of the Klal, and you're doing that mitzvah on behalf of the Klal, and we share in the kiyum of that mitzvah. That's why over there it says, Nasa only, and Yachtav. What does it say in Mishpat without Yachtav? It says, Nasa V'Nishma, because there's another eighth of how a person could be kind of Torah. How's that? Again, we spoke to Adak Tama, but it's just a beautiful right the way it said. Mishama Parmas Faseinu. If I learn the sugyas, Chofetz Chaim says, not just saying the words, that's one mile of saying karbanas, learning the sugyas, even the next mile. If I learn the sugyas, Chofetz Chaim Tarar is mairich in the importance of learning saying karbanas, learning kachem. If I learn the sugyas of kachem, I learn the topics, so my learning is as if I brought a carbon. It's as if I did that, so we don't have base mikdash, but it's as if I brought a carbon, it's as if I did that mitzvah. That's nasa v'nishma. Nishma means the learning of it. So, over there, I don't need yachtav. Of the avat, it's always yachtav, but I don't need yachtav because I don't need to get it through you. I get it myself. So just I'm not planning to do this every day over the next 40 blocks to stress the importance of learning kachem, but it was a nice addition, this Meshach Chachma, to what we had said in our Gdama, so I figured I'd throw it in. Okay, says the Gemara, back to our Rayas. Oh, we talk about one Avodah, two Avodahs. Tashema. Oyleshma, if Shalayleshma, we said in the Mishnah, if Yishach Tzitz Lishma, and Shalayleshma, Yechidam, what's the case? If we're talking about two Avodahs, Hashalayleshma, if Shalayleshma, you might have to puzzle. If you start off Shema and digress into Shalayleshma, you said it's puzzle. If you start off Shalei Shema and then only the Shema, of course it's a pasul. Elav, Vavaydachas. I'm talking about one Avaydah. When the Seif Vavaydachas, the Gemara takes for granted that the initial thought is more important than the later thought. Okay, but it's already pasul. Okay, when the Seif Vavaydachas, Elav, the Seif Storm Vavaydachas. When the Seif Vavaydachas, Reisham Vavaydachas. So it's a riot. Gemara says, no. Laila, Elam Shem Avaydas, even the Seif Storm Avaydas. Uvid didn't lay the Tzuchla. You're right. If you're telling me Lishman, Shalei Lishma is pasul, then certainly Loilishman Lishma is possible. However, it didn't lay tzuchah, so you didn't have to, really these words are, this case wasn't needed. I did the tana lishmai v'shloi lishmai, tana nami shloi lishmai lishmai. For symmetry purposes, we went both directions, but it's like, ain't serf lemezu. Once you tell me that lishmai and followed by shloi lishmai is possible, certainly Loilishman followed by lishmai is going to be possible. Tashima. Shachta shloi lishmai, if one shach, this is already a raya from a Mishnah coming up in, not tomorrow's Amud, in 2 days from now's Amud, in the next daf. And that's some halos. Shachta shalach v'shachta the karm pesach, and as mind those who aren't able to eat the karm pesach shalom niv, or those who weren't counted into this group. La reilim to mayim in mind people that are reilim again who can't partake in karm pesach. Well, to mayim, the first category was pashas people that were unhealthy, unable to eat the meat. Our reilim are people that are puzzle from eating the meat. Tamei also can't eat the meat because puzzle. Halacha, since you have in mind these people that aren't part of the group, it's puzzle. Now halacha pshit v'vaydachas. It's clear we're talking about vaydachas. We're talking about one avayda. Talking about shchita.
Umid Seif Avaydachas. In fact, the Seif is talking about Avaydachas. Mishnah Avaydachas. Isn't that an indication that the prior Mishnah, our Mishnah, is talking about Avaydachas Nami? Mar says, me dear, what type of time is that? Hakadis, Hakadisa, Seif Avaydachas, Mishnah Avaydachas, Ibn Shevaydas. That's not a clear raya. Next, the second Mishnah is talking about one Avaydah. Our prior Mishnah can be talking about two Avaydas. One Mishnah is not indicative of the other, and it's not a raya. Similar type of proof and a similar type of deflection. Tashma, and we'll stop at that. Leichav Shed Leichav. The person says, he's shechting it for those who are able to eat and those who are unable to eat kosher. It's going to be kosher. The Kayan did an Aveda with the intent of people who can eat and people who cannot eat. The example that we're going to say later is, let's say it was shechted for people who were able to eat, but the Zrika was done for those who are unable to eat. So let the Marzim really elaborate. Kosher, Echidami. Inim Shte Avaydas, the time of Kosher Bezrika. If you say the reason why it's Kosher is because we're talking about two Avaydas. Shechita was done for those that could eat, and the Zrika was for those that can eat. If that's the Pshat. The time of the Kosher Bezrika, the reason why it's Kosher is because Machshava is Dafka, only because Machshava is Bezrika, and the Machshava is Eichlin Bezrika. And when it comes to Zrika, we're not Machbana Machshava's Eichlin. But if that's the case, make a diyuk. Hab Avayda Achas, had it been when one Avayda, meaning within Shechita alone, within Shechita, the Mahani Abay, Machshav's Eichlum, where Machshav having non eaters involved would puzzle, it would be puzzle, but Kaimla mixes Eichlum like puzzle. But it's not true, because we learned that if he has in mind partially people who can eat mixes Eichlum, it's like one puzzle, right? Only when Shachta Shalei Leichlum is a puzzle. But if it's the Eichlum and Shalei Leichlum, it never puzzles, even by Shechita, not just by Zvika. Even by Shechita, not just by Zvika. So Ella, what's the case? Top of Ambeis. Elalav ba Veda Achas. Must be talking about one Aveda. We're talking about one Aveda over there. And he has these two Machshavas in the one Aveda. When we say Veda Achas, Rishon Veda Achas, same question again. Save talking about Veda Achas, and the Rishon also talking about Veda Achas. And again, the same deflection, and ultimately leave without a Raya. Me, the Iri, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Save about Veda Achas, the Risha, Iba Veda Achas, Ibisha Aveda. Save is talking about within one Aveda. The Risha could be talking about Say one Avaydah, say two Avaydahs. We have no right. The Reish is Tafka or Basi. Maybe our first mission could be Rameir. We have no indication whether it's Rameir or Basi. We leave it L'chira unresolved. The Mar is going to move on to another question. I will say that for next time. Have a wonderful